Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. That's Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. That's Tatum.com. Is that right, Sam?
TatumLLC.com.
TatumLLC.com. They can find the survey there. Tell the audience what you guys do.
Well, we provide temporary, full-time, and part-time individuals to staff the chief financial officer position and the staff surrounding the chief financial officer. And we do projects in support of the chief financial officer's office and function in small businesses and medium-sized businesses and some large businesses as well. So we're around the country in most big cities, Tatum LLC, and it's like Reddit CFO. A lot of your businesses, people who are listening to this are getting to a stage where they need financing. They're growing into the stage where they might even consider going public. That's when they need the CFO need to add to the sophistication of their financial control.
Right, exactly. So check it out, folks. TatumLLC.com. Sam, let's talk about employment.
Yeah.
A green arrow and a sideways arrow. A green arrow slanting upward. And a sideways arrow. What's that all about?
Finally, this has been a jobless recovery, as they say. But we're seeing some green in the number of our respondents or proportion of our respondents who say that they are that they increased the number of employees in their businesses in the past 30 days, and that's really an upturn that is quite welcome. And I think that perhaps later today, Friday, we'll see the employment report that will support what we see in advance of that, which is a stronger employment situation than we have seen in some time.
Sam,
very encouraging.
Are we? And I hate to say this, but folks, you know, we just have to report these things.
Yep.
Do you see? What do you think the chances are of us getting into another recession? Having another 81-83 scenario?
It's possible because we've been heading down. Let's take a look, for example. A recession takes two quarters of negative growth. We have not had a quarter of negative growth in quite some time.
2 years.
The growth rate has been declining. So in the immediate past, in the first quarter of this year, the economic growth was 1.9% as an annual rate. That's down from 3.4%, I think, in the fourth quarter of last year.
Yeah.
And I believe my sense for it is that the second quarter, which has just ended, will come in somewhere around 1%. The trend is not good. We think we're close to a 0 to 1% growth rate in the economy, but we don't think it's negative yet. And we hope that it won't go negative.
How much do you attribute this behavior, these economic conditions? How much do you attribute to the complete fecklessness, the complete incompetence of Washington?
Well, Washington creates uncertainty.
They manufacture it.
Yeah, and so if we could just ignore Washington, I think we'd probably be better off as business people. We have to pay attention to that. Our customers pay attention to Washington. I think in some ways they've been trying to stimulate the economy. It has not worked well. QE2, which is quantitative easing, where they were printing money, did not have much of an effect.
Right.
So it won't have much of an effect now that they've stopped, except for the probability of rising interest rates.
Right.
I would say around 50-50 as to whether we might have a quarter of negative growth sometime in the second half.
The reason that I point these things out, one of the main reasons I point these things out, Sam, is to show dramatically the fact that Americans have got to have a gut check with themselves this next election cycle. And we got to make sure we put people in, I don't care what the party is, we got to put people in Washington who know how the economy works, who know how to, who've ever be the, even stood near, know somebody who's made a payroll if they didn't make it themselves. Quickly, what do you think?
Well, we've gone, we've trended toward professional politicians, and it's too bad for that. And I wish we would trend back to people coming to Washington who are there because they want public service.
They want it because they want to lead. Sam, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, Tatum LLC. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.